Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as hunting seasons continue to open, and we're just on the threshold of National Holiday of Texas.
Indeed.
Next weekend, whitetail season's open across the Lone Star State.
And what's amazing, too, some of the towns in the Hill Country, especially where I hang out, you know, Llano, Mason, Brady, it's like 5 o'clock traffic in Houston on the opening weekend.
You know, it really is cool up there, you know, at that time. This weekend, we're going to wrap up our four-week waltz across Texas, and we're going to some big country. We're going to start with David Veal, longtime Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader out of Pleasanton. Yes, folks, we're going to head down to the brush country of South Texas, find out what's going on there. And then we're going to head up north to some equally big, beautiful country. Brad Simpson, our new Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader out of Canyon, talk about the High Plains. So we got a big show headed your way. We've got some news as well. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right at the top, got to be enjoying this beautiful weather that we've been having.
Oh, indeed.
Tell you what, yeah, we still have a few warm days sprinkled in, but it's chilling down at night. That's bringing water temperatures on area lakes as well as on the coast down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And really gives the Lone Star State a chance to really shine this time of year.
And I've had a chance to make sure that my heater is working fine, too, in the house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple of mornings, a little chilly.
Just pull out another blanket, man.
I'm going, man, I'm cold. And then I go check the thermostat. I go, time to switch from AC to heat.
I got you. Hey, we've got some national news, and here we are getting ready for the general whitetail season next weekend. And we still have to deal with ongoing efforts by the left, by the Democrats, to confiscate or, make it difficult to enjoy our Second Amendment rights.
Well, see, sadly, that confiscate word has now come up.
It has, and here's something interesting, Harold, and it really surprises me. Even CNN, yes, folks,
yes.
CNN can't believe that former Congressman Robert Francis O'Rourke, he wants to be called Beto,
mm-hmm.
could pull off a mass gun confiscation without massive blowback. CNN's Allison Camerotto questioned the Democratic 2020 White House candidate. Why not just the law-abiding gun owners might resist? But what also convinces him that the actual criminals would comply? You expect mass shooters to follow the law? That's a question. Congressman, mass shooters, they don't follow the law by definition. O'Rourke dodged, saying the fact that criminals won't comply shouldn't stop him or other gun control advocates from disarming the law-abiding. I hope you heard that, folks. He explained in another interview that those who resist confiscation would get a visit from law enforcement.
With jackboots.
Yeah.
Friends.
All right, we go from confiscation to let's just tax the hell out of it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That's the other way.
Yeah. Here's a question for U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren that someone should ask. Why not just tax crime? Seriously, she got a plan to tax just about everything, including guns. The Massachusetts senator, who is rising as a leader among Democrats, vying for the party's White House nomination, vowed to raise the excise tax on firearms and ammunition to make guns too expensive and suppress firearms ownership. Her plan calls for a 30% excise tax increase on guns and a 50% increase on ammunition. Harold is kind of like, well, we're going to make it difficult for you to get the gun, but we're going to make it even more difficult for you to have anything to shoot.
Sounds like a tea party coming up here to me.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
All right, and here's more.
Yo.
Yeah, here's more.
You're going to depress me more. Okay.
Yes. Washington, D.C.'s police chief, Peter Newsom. Now, Washington, D.C., one of the most strict, for gun laws, is frustrated that existing gun laws aren't being enforced is boiling over. Newsom said the recent spat of murder showed a disturbing trend that most are committed by repeat criminals previously arrested for crimes committed with firearms. About 70% of the people arrested with guns in D.C. this year had prior arrests for firearm-related offenses. In 2018, nearly half the people arrested for homicide had prior gun arrests. It's very disturbing to me to see people who know we know are potentially going to be involved in violent behavior, and we're not appropriately dealing with them when we get them the first time, Newsom said.
You think?
Well, duh.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Let me get some seasoned stuff that I picked up, though, because we know we're opening it.
Go ahead.
Whitetail season, yes, opening. And it looks like an excellent season. Everybody says it's going to be above average antler quality and stuff, because we're going to find out more later in the show. But new this season, 21 counties will have their first antlerless season. Mandatory reporting of antlerless harvest in these counties is required using the My Texas Hunt Harvest app or online. And the reporting helps, better inform decisions and bag limits and regulations and so on. Also new, the hunting season for antlerless whitetail deer in 20 northeast Texas counties has been expanded. Refer to the Outdoor Annual for your deer hunting need to know, including a specific county, their regulations, statewide bag limits, and so on. And, that good old CWD, let everybody know about that. If you harvest a deer in those zones, bring it to a check station within 48 hours to have a sample collected, and that way they can test it and keep working to try to keep that at bay. You're squirming over there.
I'm actually going to drop something.
Oh, is that what it was? I'm wondering.
The quail season statewide opens this weekend. Of course, it's opening today on Saturday, October 26th. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at a better season. Favorable conditions provided good nesting pretty much statewide. The rolling plains indication roosting calling period in the spring and pairs spotted throughout the summer. Quality habitat across the region provides plenty of nesting and brood cover. And plants like doveweed and ragweed provide chicks with the protein-packed insects they need. The balance of the state, this year's El Nino weather pattern translated into above-average rainfall and below average temperatures resulting in above average bobwhite quail season for South Texas. And we'll get confirmation of that from David Veal in a bit.
The quail situation has always been fascinating to me because, okay, so there they are, and I can see based on conditions, weather, et cetera, that they go away.
Right.
But it's amazing when they come back. I think there's quail seeds in the ground.
Just add water.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just like, all of a sudden, there they are again.
Right.
You don't see them flying in. They're just, there they are, you know.
Right, right. Waterfowl season is getting to ramp up, and this weekend up in the High Plains Mallard Management Unit, their first split, which is 2 days, this Saturday and Sunday, and then it'll resume November 1. But good waterfowl season for ducks coming up. The only downside is pintails, where we're only going to be able to harvest one pintail per day as opposed to the two due to a decrease in population. The other side of the equation on the goose, pretty decent hatch of white front and the small Canada geese, but the snow geese, have did not have a strong nesting, and we may not have as many juvenile birds coming in.
Okay.
One final thing before we go to break, Texas Parks and Wild. We talk about how their scope of services.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've gone international now.
Oh,
yeah, they've begun an exchange program with South Africa National Park game rangers, and are basically down at Kruger National Park, over 7,500 square miles in size, just working with them on dealing with common problems, rhino poaching. I mean, right. The poaching problems they have there, trying to, oversee, an area that has 1.8 million visitors annually and dealing with the crime that goes on against wildlife. Just amazing. There's a lot more to that story, but just amazing the scope, of services and the expertise that Texas looks to by other agencies.
And that we share also, because it's like there's Texas dogs out there in Africa now tracking down poachers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. We mentioned the great forecast for ducks.
Yep.
Let me tell you what, if you want to get your redheads, get some widgeon, get some teal, I mean, the waterfowl hunting is really virtually untapped. Mm. I mean, it just, lots of birds flock to the lower Laguna Madre. And Getaway Lodge can give you that cast and blast experience,
okay,
which is absolutely phenomenal. For more booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday's rated as good. This Sunday and Monday are two best days for the week. Tuesday's another good one. Wednesday slips to fair. Thursday plunges to poor. Friday's another fair day. Next Saturday's rated as good. Next Sunday is another best day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of the noon hour and remain active until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed well before sunrise continue to forage until mid-morning. This Sunday, October 27th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, as well as on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Wednesday and Thursday have a double tide schedule. Friday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Saturday, a single low tide is the only tide of the day. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule.
Staying on the coast, our friends over at Big Lake Guide Service say that they've been catching lots of redfish on Lake Calcasieu, and birds are working over trout, so good fishing there. On Sabine Lake, report is that Sabine Lake is clear with 3-foot visibility on the main lake to the south, slightly stained in the northern portion. Speckled trout are good on jigs and soft plastics. Flounder beginning to make their run along the shorelines and are making a move toward the Gulf. Texas City, the dike. Bulls are still being caught along the dike on fresh mullet or cracked crab. Freeport, redfish activity is good over oyster reefs and drains along the intercoastal waterway. East Matagorda, speckled trout are good on soft plastics and shrimp. Redfish are good on live shrimp. And most of those are being found in the surf and are on the bigger size. Port O'Connor, trout are good on a combination of live or fresh bait, such as shrimp and crab. Offshore out of Port O'Connor, tarpon are good on mullet. And further out, tuna are good on squid. Heading on down toward Rockport and Port Aransas area, wahoo have been good on live bait, such as shad. Blackfin tuna are excellent on squid or threadfin herring. Baffin Bay, redfish and flounder are excellent feeding in the flats with topwater and live bait, followed up with mullet. Port Mansfield, redfish have been caught in 3 to 6 foot of water and on topwater lures. And South Padre, fishing is excellent. Tides are still high. Water clarity is slightly stained, but the best bet is to fish the color chain.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Caddo. Largemouth bass are good on topwater baits, plastic worms, and spinner baits, moving shallower and up in the creeks. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on topwater poppers, jigs, spinners, buzz baits. Largemouth fishing from the bank has been exceptional as long as you can cover multiple water depths. Fork, white and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs. Catfish are good on prepared bait and cut bait, especially in the evenings. Livingston. Striped bass are good on spoons and rattle traps. Crappie are fair on minnows and jigs. White bass have been good on spoons. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on topwater and Carolina rig soft plastic worms. Trust the topwater and try several different techniques. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend, striped bass are good on topwater, rattle traps, and spoons. Sunfish are good on power bait, pellets, crickets, and jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait and stinky bait. Athens, all catfish are good on cut bait and stink bait. Sunfish are good on cut earthworms around shallow vegetation and shallower boat docks. Bass drop. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters, Carolina rig plastic worms, and lizards. Largemouth are being found around vegetation along the creek beds and sharp shelves. Crappie are good on jigs and live bait, mostly around timber this time of the year. Fayette. Largemouth bass are great on buzz baits, worked early and late in the day, and along the edge of vegetation. Spinners and weedless worm rigs and the grass are better along the deeper channel edges. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms and jigs in creek beds. They're also good close to the creek. Get as close as you can to the creek to hook them. White bass are good on slabs around the deeper water by the dam. Catfish are excellent on shad and chicken livers. A lot of options. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are fair and have turned to topwater, mixing in spinners and jigging spoons around timber. Topwater has been more successful around the edges and less populated spots. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigs. Use your fish finding equipment to identify schools of those bait fish. Somerville. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worm baits, spinners, and topwaters. Catfish are good on stink bait, live bait, and cut bait. Stillhouse. Largemouth are good on topwaters and soft plastics, especially down the Land Passes area just past the bridge on the southwest side. Tawakoni. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Texoma. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters, Texas rig worms, and spinners. Striped bass are good on live shad with the normal bite. Whitney. Black bass are good on plastic worms, crankbaits, and topwaters. Tyler. Catfish are good on all stink bait and live baits below a cork. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with rattle traps following the birds on the surface.
Heading down south, out Del Rio way, Lake Amistad, largemouth bass are good on most topwater tackle, buzz baits, spinners, and plastic worms and grubs, especially around the mouth of the Devil's River and on up the river. Choke Canyon, catfish are good on larger live bait and cut baits. Corpus Christi, bass are good on Texas rig worms, Carolina rig spinners, and crankbaits. And it's best if you head as far north as you can go. Texana, bass are good on most reel baits, jigs, and Texas rig soft plastics. Bass are holding in that 5 to 10 foot of water. Brownwood, bass are good on crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and topwaters. White bass have been good on slabs and school bait in the main lake area. Allen Henry, largemouth bass are good on rig worms, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits around the northern Rocky Creek bed. And finally, hybrid stripers continue to be good on live baits, including shad.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Austin. Lake Austin, largemouth bass are good on topwaters in feeder coves and creeks, along with white spinners and grass beds along the shoreline. Sunfish are good on weighted jigs, cut worms, and corn. Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are good along the bank in 5 feet or less with topwater lures, jigs, and lighter weight spinners. White bass are good on minnows and twisted tail jigs, schooling in shallower than normal water of 12 to 18 feet. Crappie are good on weighted crappie jigs, live minnows on structure. Channel cats good on stink bait. Yellow and blue cats are good on live or stink bait. Canyon. Largemouth bass continue to be good on topwater plastic worms, crankbaits, adjusting to the depths and the structure. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait for channel and blues. LBJ, crappie are good on weighted jigs and minnows, been very active in the past week. Catfish are good on stink bait, cut bait, flathead catfish good on live bait. Travis, crappie are good on minnows and weighted light-colored jigs. Waco, crappie are good on minnows and weighted light-colored jigs in medium brush piles.
All right, here's what's going on in the hunting scene. Here are dates you need to know. South zone, regular dove season. The first split continues through November 3rd, central zone through November 7th, and north zone through November 12th. Archery hunters, you've got until November 1 for the dedicated season for white-tailed deer, Rio Grande turkey, and mule deer. Opening this weekend, it's opening now, sandhill crane season, snipe season, quail season, that's big. And then continuing on through February 23rd is the javelina season in the north zone, through August 31, javelina season in the south zone, and the squirrel season through August 31 in other open counties.
Yo.
Now,
yes,
we're going hunting.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh.
You've been on or off the road?
Well, actually, sometimes boys just have to have fun. On the road, yeah. As you know, a couple of weeks back, I was at a charity.
And rapidly?
Yes, very. And safely, of course. I was at a charity event in Daytona Beach, Florida, and my wonderful friends at Prestige Auto, and they are Press Fleet people out of Miami, contacted them. They were kind enough to have a car waiting for me at the Orlando airport. I tell you what, man, 2019 Ford Mustang GT convertible, 6-speed.
So this is helmet 5.0.
Oh, boy, you got it, man, you know, and a beautiful vehicle. And my buddy there, Angelo Serrato, he said, I got to ask you, Harold, can you drive a stick? And I said, come on, man. You know, that's the greatest car theft
deterrent.
Hold
my beer.
Yeah, that's the greatest car theft deterrent right now is having a stick shift, friends. But unbelievably beautiful car. There ain't no bad Mustang anyway. This was the 5-liter V8, 460 horsepower. The color... They said it's going to be green. I think a British racing green. The color is called Need for Green, and it was screaming, and racing stripes. Oh man, fast, fun. Oh, sometimes you just got to, and you could tow with this if you wanted to. 420 foot pounds of torque.
Okay.
But just great. Got the hood vents, the signature lighting, heated mirrors, quad tip exhausts, the interior beautiful, 12-inch LCD screen, ambient lighting, dual zone electronic automatic climate control, leather seats and steering wheel, smart charging USB port, electronic power assist steering, independent rear suspension, intelligent access with push button start, limited slip axle, you're going to need that. Selectable drive modes, and it's like, okay, comfortable race, and I'm going to get a ticket. But also, you adjust the drive things, and they adjust the exhaust notes. Mm. And my buddy Wayne Cronin, he's a, you know, a wizard with exhaust. Right. He said the most requested thing is people bring a car in and say, make it sound like a Mustang. Okay, well, this Mustang sounds like all kinds of stuff. Just absolutely fantastic. Just great ride. All the safety stuff, of course, you want. Great perimeter alarm, post-crash alert system, and so on. Extras, the over-the-top racing stripe, active valve performance, the whole performance package. Boy, you talk about running good, sounding good. Base 44, loaded to the gills, loaded everything you can get. And this is convertible. It's 55. If you really care, 15 miles per gallon in the city, 24 on the highway. But you're in six-speed cruising along, you can get up to 28, 29.
Wow.
But it sounds so good, so needless to say, I went through a tank real quick on it. But check it out. You want to have some fun. And that's the end of the year, friends. The prices are going to be real good. So this was the 2019 Mustang GT Premium Convertible.
We don't have time to get into it, but I saw a trailer on TV.
Yeah.
Ford versus Ferrari. Have you seen that?
Yes. I am very anxious about Carroll Shelby.
Yes. That's yeah. who who it was about.
Oh,
you know.
Very, well, and Enzo Ferrari.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's one thing on the preview, and Ferrari is Enzo is cussing in Italian,
mm-hmm.
and Shelby goes, you know, I'm not sure what he's saying, but I know he ain't happy.
Absolutely. All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading to the South Texas Brush Country. Parks and Wildlife District Leader David Veal, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production, with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specifically formulated for white-tailed deer and should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. So while we're heading toward hunting season, we need to think about deer on down the line. When the rigors of the rut are over, make sure the cottonseed is available for them. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. Our first guest today is veteran Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader from Pleasanton, David Veal. David, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Good to talk with you guys.
Hey, y'all have had a pretty good year, it looks like, weather-wise, coming out of hunting season. Did you get the moisture that the bucks needed to really get off to a good start?
Yeah, I think for an overview of all species, we really had that good soil moisture all through last winter, and that gave us the little bit of buffer we needed to get through that summer dry period. The good news is it didn't really get dry until after the critical period for most of the species that we're going to talk about today.
Gotcha. Can we put to rest what happened in the age class out of 2011? Are we beyond that yet?
Yes, sir. I believe you can say we are.
Okay. All right. Well, excellent. So bucks should be the older mature bucks that we're looking for. Ought to have good headgear and some good body weight.
Yeah, so it didn't get hot and dry until after frames were mostly set on antler growth. We've had really good fawn production this year. We're getting reports of up to 70% in some parts of the area. Of course, that's based on the quality of habitat that you have out there and why that habitat's so important.
Yeah, David, this, Harold, is an age-old question, but I'm going to bring it up again because I haven't brought it up in a few years. It's very interesting. You look at how tough that country down there can be, and then we look at what we tend to think maybe is more lush, like the hill country. But the deer down there are bigger. What are the contributing factors for a brush country deer being larger than hill country deer?
I think the largest contributing factor is you have larger land ownership sizes. I think you have a little bit more controlled harvest. And quite frankly, we just got to get those deer to a certain age. We've got really high nutritive content in some of our native browse down here. Got high protein levels. That's got to have something to do with it. But quite frankly, we're not running anywhere near the deer densities that the hill country is for the most part. And so we've got fewer deer spaced out over better quality habitat being allowed to get a little bit older. I think that's the formula.
Interesting. Yeah. That's some good stuff. All right, let's move to ground nesting birds, quail. Reports are coming in that y'all had a pretty good hatch and should be a better quail season. Is that correct?
Just like for the deer, we had those good conditions, through the time those quail hatched out. I'm sure we had some loss during the heat of the summer. We did hit a dry period, in late June through July. It was dry and it was hot. So I'm sure that's going to have some effect, but we're seeing a great number of incidental sightings. Just me personally driving around the highways, seeing a bunch of quail around. So I think we're going to have a really good quail year.
And finally, how about Rio Grande turkey? What kind of hatch do we have there?
Same song, different verse as the other species. Good poult numbers. We're really starting to string together several solid years. Basically, three out of the last 4 years have been really good. So I think we're going to be above average, especially any of that country east of Highway 16.
That's an exciting report coming out of the brush country.
David, indeed.
We appreciate you joining us here on Texas Outdoor News. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, sir. Friends, we're going to be back with some more Texas Outdoor News.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Mark Langberg. I grew up farming and ranching on the south bank of the Llano River. But when I got out of college, I went to work in the kind of the corporate lifestyle for a while, but it's just something about the roots here that pull you back. When we moved back in 1980, we secured a long-term loan for the purchase of this land with Capital Farm Credit. They take care of your needs and your dreams and your goals. I like to say, we're all in it together, and together, we're better.
Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at rocksoroffroad.com.
All right, we continue our waltz across Texas, and Harold, there's a report that when former district leader Calvin Richardson was talking about retiring, that new district leader Brad Simpson just said, well, I'll take over. Brad, any truth to that?
Well, there might have been some arm twisting. I'm not sure.
Well, Calvin ended up sticking around and went to Alpine and is now the regional director. So congratulations and to your new position there up in Canyon, some beautiful big country in the Lone Star State. Coming out of last hunting season through the spring, what kind of conditions did you all have rainfall-wise?
Yeah, well, you know, last fall we had some good rainfall, had a mild winter, and started off the spring with an abundant amount of rainfall pretty much across the district, and that quickly dissipated, you know, in July and August. But here in October, rainfall has returned, and things are looking good again.
With the rainfall that you had, and given even the dry period in that summertime, what kind of start did both whitetail and mule deer get off on as far as antler growth and body conditions?
Yeah, you know, antler growth and body condition looked really good this year. You know, with the rainfall that we had, they seemed to produce some good antlers and produce, you know, a fair number of fawns, and so the overall body condition is looking really well this year.
Outstanding. Harold, you had talked earlier in the program about some of the reporting that goes on. Brad, right. Up in your area, now we've had antler restrictions on whitetail deer in parts of the state. Don't you have a county or two that is doing antler restriction as a test on mule deer?
Yes, we have six counties this year that we're doing an experimental antler restriction on mule deer. 20 inches outside spread in those counties.
Is the minimum for in those counties to take?
Yeah, the 20.
Yes, 20 inches outside spread.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm thinking the weather up there, though. You guys, where you are, winter's already started, hasn't it?
Yeah, I had to pull out my winter coat today.
You know, I mean,
1 to 5 inches of snow.
It's absolutely amazing up there. Now, you guys, the deer size up there is going to be pretty good this year, though, right?
Yes, they are. It's sure looking good.
All right. How about our ground nesting bird? You got both Bobs and Blues up there, right?
Yes, we do. You know, we were really optimistic early on with the rainfall that we had. Vegetative cover looked good for nesting and brood rearing. And in fact, early June, we were seeing quite a few broods across the panhandle, as a matter of fact. And you know, we don't do our roadside surveys till August, and obviously August it was hot and dry for about 2 months, and so there's, you know, I think overall it's, you know, there's going to be some fair hunting and maybe some good hunting in localized areas, but you know, we're still below the long-term average, but up from last year.
What about the pronghorn antelope up there? Because you guys have those, but I'm not sure when the season is on those.
Back in September.
Yeah, the season was in September.
Okay, how'd it go?
Yeah, it went well. You know, we run a couple of check stations up there, and there was a fair number of good quality bucks brought into the check station. We saw, you know, a fair number of bucks that went over 80 inches. So, yeah, it went really well.
Back to ground nesting birds. I know that turkey kind of congregate around riparian areas. What kind of hatch did y'all have on poult survival?
You know, poults survival this year was really well, especially in the southeast part of the district. Three of our biologists down there are reporting that turkey numbers have really taken off in the last 2 years. So that is a bright spot down there with our turkeys, that you know, the number of birds that we're seeing is steadily increasing. So that's a good news down there.
All right. And got some great waterfowl there. I mean, folks, if you want to have some phenomenal and a different type of waterfowl hunting, if you're used to hunting on the coast or, you know, rice prairies and things of that nature,
right,
and want to hunt around some on some dry land, go hunt the playas of the panhandle.
Yeah, I like the dry land aspect of that. I really do.
Absolutely. Brad, what shape are the playas in as waterfowl start to head south?
Yeah, you know, fly hunting is it's a unique opportunity, and it's a, like you said, it's different than other forms of waterfowl hunting that, you know, occur across the state. And you know, it helped with the early spring rains that we had, put a lot of vegetative cover in some of those dry playas, got some moist soil plants coming in, and got hot and dry, so they kind of dried up. But you know, in early October we received, you know, 5 to 8 inches in some of those areas, and some of those playas are looking really good right now. With this cold front that we've got coming in, it's, you know, pretty good timing, bringing in some sandhill cranes and some waterfowl into these nice playas that we've got.
Y'all are kind of like the first stop for some of these birds. I mean, some of them may eventually move on further south. Others, that's kind of like becomes their roost area, and they just hang out almost for the entire season, don't they?
They can, yeah. We've seen them here, you know, pretty much all season long. You know, as long as the playas stay open, and if they do freeze up, they might move to, you know, some of our reservoir areas. But they can stick around through much of the hunting season.
Yeah, they do got to eat. What are the crops up there mainly?
You know, we have corn, sorghum, obviously a lot of cotton, but you don't see a lot of waterfowl in cotton fields. But they use a lot of the corn fields.
Yeah,
you've got Harold asked about pronghorn, and I know that they have gravitated to some of the wheat fields. Others are taking advantage of the wheat that is farmed up there, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, they utilize those the winter wheat as a food resource to get them through the winter.
Sure. Okay. All right. I wanted to visit with you a little bit. You know, I mean, I'm as diehard a Texan as anybody. Harold is too. And actually, I still claim what was part of the Lone Star State. I guess it wasn't the Lone Star State back then. It was the Republic of Texas,
right,
in 1845, you
right.
know. And every time I leave the high country, coming out of Colorado, or certainly cutting through northern New Mexico, and come down out of that break country of the Canadian River and around Logan, you know, where it comes on down through Logan, and, of course, the Canadian River cuts right across. How much are you seeing, if any, of animals migrating out of New Mexico into your district?
Yeah, obviously we get some migration coming through out of New Mexico,
right.
Down the Canadian River. You know, we do we pick up some black bears every once in a while. We'll come down the Canadian River, a few elk. But obviously we get a lot of movement between mule deer in that area as well.
Yeah, that's some gorgeous country. And, I mean, I don't care what time of year I drive through there, my neck starts swelling, you know, just
right.
just knowing the potential that's there. You know, pronghorn, going back to the pronghorn that you asked about, Harold, I find it interesting that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brad, but historically I think pronghorn were moved from the Trans-Pecos region up to the Panhandle to help get that population up and going. And now there's been trapping done in the Panhandle region to help the decline that's taken place in the Trans-Pecos region. Was your pronghorn recruitment enough to allow for some trapping to continue that effort, or are y'all going to take a break for a year or two?
No, some of our units seem to have had good fawn production this year based off our aerial surveys. And, you know, once again, we're looking at doing another translocation from portions of the Panhandle back down to the Trans-Pecos area again, I think late January of next year.
Gotcha. Up in your district, obviously everybody in the Lone Star State is concerned and continues to see what takes place on CWD. Do you have a containment area in your district?
We do. It lies up in the northwest corner of the Panhandle, pretty much Highway 60 from Clovis to Canyon Amarillo and north on 287 to the Oklahoma border.
Okay. What should hunters do when they harvest? Just real quick synopsis.
Yeah. Any animal that's killed in that containment zone has to be brought into one of our check stations or a certified collector.
to get so we can get the samples from those deer that are taken in that area.
And yeah, I need to ask one quick thing, Brad, because as far north as you guys are, and one of the most favorite things for me to hunt on the planet, what about prairie dogs?
Yeah, you know, obviously we've got, you know, some prairie dog towns scattered across primarily the portion of, you know, west of the district.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some plague issues come across certain parts of the panhandle, but we don't see, you know, large prairie dog towns that we've had in the past.
Gotcha. All right, real quick, we got one quick question, just kind of a yes or no, but did we have a good hatch on pheasant this year?
I guess we're cautiously optimistic, maybe. You know, we're about halfway through our pheasant surveys, and, you know, we're seeing more than we did last year at this point in time. You know, I guess, you know, we're kind of expecting numbers to be up, but, you know, we just don't know at this point in time how much, you know, that's going to be.
Gotcha. All right. Tell you what, big country, lots of opportunities up in the panhandle. Our guest, Brad Simpson from Canyon, Texas. We appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News.
Well, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brad. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in the remarkably efficient Jeep Cherokee. While others see the weather as a foe, you'll see it as a friend in Jeep Compass, with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll find yourself right where you want to be, with nothing, not even a roof, standing between you and the weather, with the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry in to Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Jeep. When it rains, we shine. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Yeah, here we go. October 29th, the Gladewater chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Gladewater. Go to ducks.org. That simplifies things. October 31, Fort Bend County chapter of DU in Rosenberg. Again, ducks.org. On November the 6th, Oyster Creek chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Houston. And, gosh, ducks.org. check that all out and then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation, made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Want to thank our guest, Brad Simpson from Canyon, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader, as well as David Veal from Pleasanton.
It's been a great 4 weeks, and it's going to be one hell of a hunting season.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
This state's going to be great this year.
It is. It's exciting time. And number one, take those mouths off early, the surplus animals
right. And
the exotics, and be safe.
I was going to say that to you. Be safe out there. A lot of lead flying, friends. You know, you get carried away. Pay attention.
Right.
You know, be careful what's downrange, okay? That's one of those rules of firearm safety.
Be careful getting in and out of your stand,
too. Out of your stand, too. Yep. Don't do nothing stupid, okay, because we want you back. Do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. List of our wonderful stations there. All the shows are archived there. But you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Just like us on all of that, okay? Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And as we say, be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.